Has anybody got a match? Thanks. Now I can light an old gold and listen to Meet Me at Parkey's. From Hollywood, California, the makers of Old Gold cigarettes, the treasure of them all, invite you to Meet Me at Parkey's. So come along to Parkey's restaurant and say hello to Opie Cates, Joan Parton, Sheldon Leonard, Patty Bolton, Elliot Lewis, and our genial host, the star of our Old Gold show, Park Your Carcass!
I feel so good for to be back in the restaurant again after I was being closed for the whole summer. Ah, boy, did I make a wonderful vacation. Now, if I could only go away for a rest. You know, that was the first vacation what I took in 19 years, but really had a swell time. The first day I went swimming, canoeing, I pitched horseshoes, climbed mountains, played baseball, played golf, took a 10-mile hike, played 3 games of tennis, and at night I went bowling. Never should have done all those things in the very first day. It's left me with nothing to do for the rest of the summer. Was I bored? Ah, but everybody should take a vacation. That is good for you. Now I feel just like a new man. You know something? I hardly know myself. Think, well, I didn't introduce me to myself. Mr. Pakikakis would like to have you meet Mr. Pakikakis. How do you do? Glad for to look on you. Say, that Mr. Pakikakis is a fine-looking man. Very charming, too. Oh, my, I've got so much for to do around here in this restaurant. I called up the employment agency for to send over a girl for to be the new cashier and bookkeeper. Don't know what I need a cashier for. I've been open here since 9 o'clock this morning and not one customer has come in the place. Maybe what I made a big mistake for to close up for the whole summer. Maybe my customers has forgot all about me. Uh-oh, here comes my first customer now, and say, she's pretty, too. How do you do, miss?
How do you do? Yeah. My name's Joan Barton.
Joan Barton?
Yes. Are you Mr. Parkikakis?
Yes.
Well, the employment agency sent me over to talk to you about the cashier and bookkeeper's position.
Oh, yes. Well, sit right down, and I'll tell you how much experience I've had.
How much experience you've had?
Yeah, you know, nowadays people just won't go to work for you unless you got the right qualifications, you know. Can that be the truth?
Well, I've heard all about Parkey's restaurant, yeah. And I really think I'd enjoy working here.
Well, that is fine, and you look like a nice, pleasant girl, and I'm sure what you're going to get along all right here. Now, the salary what you get is $40 a week. Of course, you know, that we got to make a couple, 2, 3 deductions, you know.
Oh, of course. Yes. You mean the withholding tax.
Yes, the withholding tax, and then you got the unemployment insurance and the social security, you know, and the pension plan, and you got the welfare fund and the Christmas club, you know. That's all got for to be deducted, you know.
Well, golly, yes. What does my $40 salary come out to?
$1.14. And I hope what you have done, spend it foolishly.
Okay, Parkey, I'll take it.
Good, you're hired. Well, might as well to exclaim you. Why did you do this around here, you know? You know, you got a pretty easy job, really. You just act as the cashier and the hostess, and you answer the phone, and then you keep the books. And you pay the bills, and you buy the food, you see. And you keep the place clean, and in your spare time, you make yourself useful, you see. Now, the first thing what we are got to for to do is to write up the menu for this season. But that is easy because we'll just use the same menu which we used last year, you see?
The same menu as last year?
Yes.
Well, don't you think we should make some changes?
Say, you know something? You're a smart girl. You're right, we should change the menu. Yeah, that's right. It's no good for to have exactly the same menu what we had last year. You're right, we'll make it different. We'll raise all the prices, 45 cents. That's going to make a whole new menu. Nah, I'm only kidding. Oh, here comes Opie Cates. Hello, Opie. How are you, kid?
Hi, Parkey. I'm glad to see you back again.
Thanks, Opie. You know something? I really missed you this summer.
Yeah, Parkey, I missed you, too.
Yes.
Say, if you don't mind me saying so, I think you're very pretty.
You do? Well, why shouldn't I be pretty? After all, I was away for the whole summer, you know.
I wasn't talking to you.
Oh, pardon you, Opie. This is John Barton, our new cashier. This is Opie Cates, our orchestra leader.
How do you do?
New cashier, huh?
That's right.
Well, I can tell you one thing, miss. If I ever have any cash, you sure can take care of it for me.
You know, Opie, it really feels good to be back again.
Yeah, it sure is good to see a face like yours around here.
Thank you, Opie.
I wasn't talking to you.
Oh, pardon you.
Say, Opie, I hear that you're a fine musician.
No, I'm not. I just play the harmonica a little bit. Not very good, yes, sir.
I wasn't talking to you.
Oh, pardon you.
Well, I guess I'd better get to work, Mr. Parkyakarkus.
Mr. Parkyakarkus? Where did you get that Mr. Parkyakarkus stuff? Now, look here, John. You don't got for to call me Mr. Parkyakarkus. You could call me Parky. Or if you want to, you could call me by my nickname, Dollface. Am I right, Tuffy?
That's right, miss.
Yes.
Everybody around here calls Parky Dogface.
Not Dogface, it's hell.
Well, I guess I'd better get started on those menus.
Yeah, go ahead, John. Say, tell me, Tuffy, what did you do all summer?
Oh, I just stayed in town studying wildlife.
Wildlife? Where could you study wildlife in town?
At the Palladium.
Well, let me for to tell you one thing, Opie. If I don't see some life around this restaurant pretty quick, then I'm going to get wild. Never seen nothing like this. I've been open since early this morning, and not one customer has come in here today. I couldn't figure out what is the trouble.
Well, I'll tell you what the trouble is, Parky. If you want to do business today, you've got to have an up-to-date restaurant.
Yes?
You'll have to modernize this place.
Up-to-date? Modernize?
Yeah. Don't forget, this is 1943.
This is 1943? Look, Opie, don't tell nobody, but this is 1946.
It is?
Yes.
Well, no wonder I've been late for all my appointments.
Modernize the restaurant, huh?
Yeah. Hey, just look at this article in the restaurant magazine here, Parky.
Yes?
It's written by that famous Mr. S. William Card.
S. William Card.
You know, he's the greatest living authority on restaurants. Why don't you send for him, Parky, and let him help you modernize the place? He's got his office right here in town.
Me? Send for the great Mr. Card? Happy, how could I afford a man like that? Why, by the time when he got through changing over everything in my restaurant, it would cost me thousands of dollars.
Oh, what's the difference what it costs, Parky? Suppose it cost you ever since you got.
Yes?
It's worth being broke to have a successful business.
Happy, maybe you're right. Yes, that is what I'm going to do. I'll call up that S. William Card and ask him for to come over here and tell me what is wrong with my business. So supposing this does cost me $5,000, $10,000, even $15,000. What this money means to me. Opie?
Yeah?
Loan me a nickel. I'll call him up right now. Oh, my, look at the time. I almost forgot, Opie. Turn on the radio quick. You know, the old gold program is on now. I'm heard what they got a great new singer on there by the name of Patty Bolton. They say she is wonderful.
Gold singing star Miss Patty Bolton sings Get Happy.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come you sinners, gather round. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All you sinners I have found a land where the weary forever are free. Come, you sinners, and just follow me. Forget your troubles, come on, get happy. Better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. The sun is shining, come on, get happy. The Lord is waiting to take your hand. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. We're heading for the promised land. We're heading across the river. Wash your sins away in a tide. It's oh so peaceful on the other side. Forget your troubles, come on, get happy. Better chase all your cares away. shout hallelujah, come on, get happy, get ready for the judgment day. Hallelujah, hallelujah, come on, you sinners, gather. Cross the river, wash your sins away in the tide. It's oh so peaceful on the other side. Forget your troubles, come on, get happy. Better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, get happy.
Finally got that Mr. S. William Cut in the front. Boy, is he an important man. He's so big, what even his secretary's secretaries, he's got secretaries. Coming over here, 4 o'clock. Oh, here comes somebody, I hope it's a customer. Standing around like this with nobody coming in is stopping for to get monotonous. How do you do, sir?
You, Mr. Park, your carcass?
Yeah.
My name is Art Gilmore. I'm the old gold salesman.
I say, this is a commencement answer. I just was listening to the old gold radio program.
Oh.
See, that Paddy Bolton you got there is a wonderful singer, you know.
Yes.
He's a real treat for to hear that girl sing.
Oh, you're right. That's exactly what old gold is doing. Yeah. Giving you a treat instead of a treatment.
Treat instead of a treatment, huh?
Yeah.
You know something? That sounds pretty good.
Yes, sir. You see, the old gold folks don't go in for all the usual talk about cigarette laboratory tests and the usual medical claims about smoking and throat irritation and all kinds of stuff like that. No, sir. When you light an old gold, you're not lighting up a bunch of test tubes or statistics. No, you're putting a match to the smoothest, most fragrant cigarette in the book. Honestly, we don't want you to doctor yourself every time you light an old gold or compare yourself to a guinea pig. All we want you to do is to enjoy the finest blend of the finest tobaccos money can buy.
Mr. Gilmore, the old gold people sure ought to know how to put out a good cigarette. By this time, they've certainly been in that business long enough.
Oh, you're right, Parky.
Yes.
Old golds are made by folks who've been tops in tobaccos for nearly 200 years.
Imagine.
We're not going into the throat treatment business all of a sudden. Our business is tobacco pleasure. That and nothing else. Sure, take care of yourself and your throat and everything else, but listen. Anytime you want a treat instead of a treatment, yes, treat yourself to some old golds.
Oh, there you are, Parky. Oh, pardon me, I didn't know you were busy.
Yes, anytime you want a treat instead of a treatment, treat yourself to... Say, you're pretty.
You know, Mr. Gilmore, you're the second person who told me today that I'm pretty.
I wasn't talking to you.
You was? Oh, pardon you. What did you want, Joe?
Well, there's a man in booth one waiting to talk to you, Parky.
Oh, my, he must be that S. William Cart. You say in booth one?
Uh-huh.
Oh, for heaven's sake, that's don't be Mr. Cart. He's that faker Orville Sharp. Oh, well, it's even good for to see him come in here today. Pardon you, kids. I'll go over and see what he wants. Hello, Mr. Sharp.
Well, 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 if it ain't my old friend, Mr. Park, you can't guess. Am I correct?
You know something? You are correct.
Sure is good to see you again. Yeah. Ain't seen you in 3 months. You realize that, don't you?
Yes, I realize that. And now that I see you again, I realize how good that was. Yes.
It's 3 months. Almost a fortnight.
Yeah. 3 months is almost a fortnight?
Uh-huh.
No, Mr. Sharp, for your information, you see, you're using that word fortnight wrong.
Oh?
Fortnight does not mean 3 months.
No.
No. Fortnight is French, you see. That means Thursday in French.
Fortnight is French for Thursday?
Yes. Monday is the first night, Tuesday is the second night, Wednesday is the third night, and Thursday is the fourth night.
Told me I needed some mountain air.
Mountain air?
Yep, so I went up to the Allegheny Mountains.
The elegant higa hija hini monkey.
Here.
Where is the elegant higa hija hini monkey?
Why, it's right up there next to the high Sarah's.
The high Sarah's?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that's a new one on me.
You mean to say that you never heard of the high Sarah's?
No.
You hear of the Kitskill Mountains?
The Kitskill Mountains?
Mm-hmm.
Is that near Peach Pike?
No, it's nowhere near Peaks Pike. No, no, you're thinking of different mountains. No. You're thinking of the Apple Cheesian Mountains.
The Apple Cheesian Mountains.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, them mountains did me a world of good. Oh, boy, way up there in that high altitude.
Yeah.
And, brother, I needed it because before I left here...
Yes.
I was a nervous wretch.
Was a nervous wretch, huh?
Uh-huh. I was in terrible shape, oh, yeah. Had high blood pressure.
High blood pressure?
That's right. Hardening the artilleries.
Hardening of the artilleries?
Uh-huh. And then, to top it off,
yeah,
I was starting to get Syracuse veins.
Syracuse veins, huh?
Uh-huh. Brother, yeah. I had everything. You know something?
What?
I was the only guy in town who got shingles without a priority.
Why do you know? You know, I could tell you one thing, Mr. Sharp. Nobody could ever tell you what you had all that stuff because you look fine, really.
Oh, I'm swell now, yeah. Swell. But what's the matter with you, my friend? Why, you look like you're unhappy. Am I correct?
Yes, Mr. Sharp, you're correct. I'm very unhappy. See, I opened up a restaurant this morning. Not a single customer has come in to eat, and I couldn't figure out the reason why.
Well, maybe it's because they've eaten here before.
No, no, beside that. No, no, no. Oh, but I really know what is the trouble. You see, I've got for to modernize my restaurant.
Uh-huh.
I got a man coming over here at 4 o'clock, Mr. S. William Card. You see, that is the greatest authority on restaurants today. He's going to show me how to modernize my whole place. He's going to cost me thousands of dollars.
Did you say thousands of dollars?
Yes, sir.
Brother, sit right down here. I want to talk to you.
Yes?
Yes, sir. You happen to be a very fortunate man.
Fortunate?
I can do the same thing for you that Mr. Card can do. Cost you a whole lot less money, and I can tell you why you ain't doing no business.
You could? Why?
Because your restaurant looks like a restaurant.
You mean my restaurant, it shouldn't look like a restaurant?
That's it, exactly.
Exactly.
You see, today competition is so tough that if you want to get customers to come into your store...
Yes?
You've got to give them something they don't expect. You've got to use the elephants of surprise.
The elephants of surprise, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let me give you an eggs and apple.
Go ahead, give me an eggs and apple.
That's okay. It. Now, there's a fellow that I know. He's in a shoe business. He wasn't doing no business.
Yes.
Why?
Why?
Because his shoe store looked like a shoe store. See? So he sends for me.
Yes.
I come in.
Yes.
I change the whole place over.
Yes.
What do you think that shoe store looks like now?
What?
A fish market.
The shoe store now looks like a fish market?
Why, absolutely. Today, people come in there all day long by the hundreds.
Yes.
They buy pickerel, haddock, mass, and mackerel. What do they come out with?
What?
A pair of new patent leather moccasins.
They come in, go in there for fish, and they come out with moccasins?
That's right.
No, no, look, Mr. Sharp, this is the craziest stuff that I've never heard in my whole life. If you are dumb minds, I would rather take Mr. Card's advice than yours.
Oh, pardon me, Parky, but Mr. Card's office just phoned to say that he's on his way over here.
Oh, thank you, John. That's good.
Hey, I just realized something. You're pretty.
Why is everybody keeps telling me what I'm pretty today?
I wasn't talking to you.
Parky, oh, John, this is Orville Sharp. Mr. Sharp, this is Miss Barton. This is our new bookkeeper, you see.
Oh, the new bookkeeper, eh? Maybe I'd like to give you my telephone number and have you keep that in your book.
No, just a minute, Mr. Sharp. I'm sorry, but we have got lots of work for to do around here, so if you don't mind, we'll see you again sometime, and there's no hurry. Goodbye, Mr. Sharp.
Goodbye, Mr. Parker Carcass.
Old Gold presents Opie Cates, his clarinet, and his orchestra playing Cherokee. When you light a cigarette, all you want is the pleasure of rich, fragrant tobacco. So instead of beating your ears off with business about throat irritation and medical claims about smoking, we talk to you about the wonders of tobacco, the goodness of tobacco, the sheer joy of smoking the finest blend of the finest tobaccos money can buy. We talk about Old Gold's flavor and its grand, abundant fragrance. We don't manufacture throat care or treatments. Old Gold manufactures pleasure. Pleasure drawn up through mellow, delicious tobaccos. The pleasure of Old Gold smoke rolling smooth and tasty on your tongue. So listen, if you want a treat instead of a treatment, treat yourself to a pack of Old Golds. Ask for them at your tobacco counters. Look for them in the cigarette vending machines. Yes, remember, if you want a treat instead of a treatment, treat yourself to Old Golds.
Hey, Parky.
Yes, John, what is it?
Parky, Mr. Card's here. Golly, he drove up in a great big limousine with a chauffeur and a footman, and they rolled out a big red carpet across the sidewalk for him to walk on. Oh, my, Parky, he must be an awfully important man.
Oh, my. Pardon you, I better go right over for to see him. How do you do, Mr. Card?
You do.
You do. My name is Parky Carcass.
Oh, I'm so terribly sorry. When did it happen?
When did what happen? Parker Carcass, that's my name. Yes.
You phoned me about modernizing your restaurant?
Yes, you see, I just opened up again today after having a vacation for the whole summer, and I'm worried because not a single customer's come in here today, you see.
Well, naturally, and who can blame them? Just look at this place.
Yes.
So old-fashioned, so horribly out of date. My friend, today we're living in the atomic age. Nowadays, everything is streamlined. This is the age of action, swiftness, speed. Do you hear me? Speed, speed, speed!
Am I going too fast for you?
I'm speeding right along with you. Go ahead.
Good. Yes. Now, tell me, which method do you use in your cooking? Gas or electricity?
Oh, I'm Don Cook with old-fashioned stuff like gas and electricity. I'm use wood.
Wood?
Yes.
Positively medieval. Nobody cooks with wood today.
They don't. What do they use today?
Jet propulsion.
Jet propulsion?
Why, naturally. You just put that vip in cooking. And it's a marvelous time saver.
Saves time, huh?
Saves time. Why, with jet propulsion, you can cook a 3-minute egg in 20 seconds.
Cook a 3-minute egg in 20 seconds?
Definitely. And the most interesting part of it is, we attach the jet propulsion right to your regular gas range.
Well, don't that be dangerous, attaching jet propulsion to our gas range?
Dangerous?
Yes.
What do you mean?
Well, I just figured that the jet propulsion might make the gas range go so fast, the pilot might have to bail out.
Maybe you should save your jokes for a less busy man.
Yes.
Now, I have just invented another labor-saving machine that is just marvelous.
You say it's marvelous?
Definitely. This machine takes the customer's order, then cooks the food, serves it, removes the dishes from the table, washes and dries them, stacks them away, polishes the glassware, counts the silverware, writes out the check, and makes change. And on the way out, it hands the customer his hat and coat. Isn't that marvelous?
Definitely. Yes, he managed that, getting a machine for to do all that stuff. Where could I get one of those machines?
Oh, I'm sorry, but the last one I had got married yesterday.
Look, Mr. Cutt, I bet that if I ever put all that stuff, that modern stuff in my restaurant, hundreds of people would rush in here all day long.
Definitely.
Yes.
I'm sure we can transform this into one of the finest looking and busiest restaurants in town.
You could. You know, that is wonderful, Mr. Carr. Tell me, how long is it would take for to modernize my whole place?
Oh, well, our factory is terribly busy right now, but I think we could promise you delivery in the fall.
In the fall, yes.
Yes, the fall of 1987.
1997?
I said 1987.
Oh, that's better. Well, wait a minute. Even that is 40 years from now. I might not even be in business 40 years from now.
Oh, Parky.
Yes, Joan.
Well, I'm sorry to interrupt you, gentlemen.
Hey, did anyone ever tell you that you were pretty?
What is that? Everybody today is telling me I'm pretty.
I wasn't talking to you.
Oh, pardon you. John, this is Mr. Card. He says what he's so busy they couldn't modernize the restaurant for 40 years.
40 years?
Yes.
Oh, Parky.
Yeah, John, you sure walked into a swell job here, didn't you? You went to work for me today, and it looks like I'll be out of business tomorrow.
Hey, Parky.
Yes, Hoppy, what is it?
I just found out why nobody's coming into the restaurant.
You did? Why?
You forgot to take this sign out of the window. Closed for the summer.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Next Sunday, same time, same station. Be sure to listen to the further adventures of Parky Carcass, Opie Case, Joan Martin, Sheldon Leonard, Patty Bolton, and Elliot Lewis. Presented by P. Lorillard Company, a great name in tobaccos for nearly 200 years. The makers of Old Gold cigarettes, the treasure of them all. Meet Me at Parky's is written by Hal Pimberg and Parky Carcass. This is Art Gilmore saying goodnight for Old Gold.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.